Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopina Shai Mukunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki jai. Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai, Mathura Dhamma ki jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki jai, Ganga Maya Jamuna Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Samaveta Bhakti Rinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada.
I will introduce the session. So we will all give our messages. It's the last day. They want to take something home. And that is in relationship to Raja. I think we should not speak too long. Remember, they will be translated. So 7 minutes or so is good. If you can make a block. But if you want to talk longer, also all right.
Are we going to do, they've been doing simultaneous translation, but you don't want to, do you want to do simultaneous? Or
how? We have to ask them what they wish.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dobro jutro.
Dobro jutro.
We want to make this the best program of the summer camp. Is the simultaneous translation for you culturally all right? I mean, can you hear and understand, or should we do back and forth? I really must admit to you, I also feel this is much better. You go crazy when you have two voices. It's like schizophrenia. So we will go back and forth. So put Veerachandra a little louder. So Hare Krishna, this is the last day where we assemble in this format, that is in the morning program. We will request our older devotees who are here with us to give us something on our way to our normal lives. Ordinary lives, which is in reference to the Jagannath Ratha Yatra festival. But if you feel that your messages go beyond the scope of the festival, you are welcome to also do that. It's very important for us now to be very concentrated what Mataji Omala, Raja Leelavati Mataji, and our Braj Bihari Prabhu will give us as an food for thought for the rest of the year.
Znači, želim reći da je danas zadnji dan kada smo svi skupljeni ovdje na jutarnjem programu u ovom sastavu i naši bhakti će iznijeti neka svoja zapažanja koje možemo zadržati tijekom u svom praktičnom životu, ali njihove će se izlaganje uglavnom odnositi na Ratha Yatra festival, međutim ukoliko žele, njihova poruka može također i nadići okvire festivala i za nas je jako bitno da obratimo pažnju na ono što će Mata Jurmila, znači Braja Lilavati, Braja Bihari, prvo reći da bismo to mogli kasnije tijekom godine živjeti u svojim životima.
So we will start with Omala Mataji, who will address us, and then Krishna Lilavati and Braj Bihari, and I will also try to say something in the end.
Znači, počet ćemo sa Mataji Urmilom, pa onda Braja Lilavati i Braja Bihari, na kraju ću ja nešto reći.
You got about five new names there. Actually, Arjuna had 10 names, so it's okay.
Arjuna je imao 10 imena. Tako.
That was when he revealed who he really was when he fought the battle of Virat.
Kada je razotkrio ko zaista jeste boreći se u kraljevstvu Virat.
Yes, I know. Uttara's brother couldn't believe he was Arjuna, and he said, "Give me your 10 names."
Uttarin brat nije mogao vjerovati da je to zaista Arjuna i rekao mi, kaži mi onda tvojih 10 imena.
Krishna has unlimited names.
Krishna ima neograničeno puno imena.
And here in this Rath Yatra festivals, you can see on the picture there.
A na ovom Rath Yatra festivalu, kao što se na slici može vidjeti.
So he's existing simultaneously in two forms.
On paralelno postoji u dva oblika.
Well, more than two, actually.
Zapravo više od dva oblika.
Lord Nityananda, Dvaita Acharya there too.
Ovdje su i Nityananda i Dvaita također.
Also riding on the cart.
Ali on se također vozi i na koči.
Sometimes we think if we really want a nice friend, we should just sort of have an expansion of ourselves.
Ponekad mislimo kada when we want a nice what? Kada bismo željeli imati dobrog prijatelja, onda najbolje da se ekspandiramo.
Yeah. So Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka, longing for Vrindavan.
Znači, Jagannath je Krishna u Dvarake koji žudi za Vrindavanom.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani.
A Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je Krishna u raspoloženju Radharani.
Longing to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Koji žudi da vrati Krishna natrag u Vrindavan.
So Krishna interacting with himself.
Krishna na taj način razmijenjuje, osjećaje sam sa sobom.
Tasting the highest extent of love.
I kuša najveći doseg ljubavi.
And that is the Rath Yatra festival.
I o tome se radi u ovom Rath Yatra festivalu.
And this of course takes us back thousands of years.
I naravno sve nas to vraća tisućama godina unatrag.
When there was a solar eclipse.
Kada je došlo do pomračenja sunca.
Like happens at the end of every day of Lord Brahma.
Što se zbiva na kraju svakog Brahminog dana.
So people in those times were not ignorant barbarians.
U to vrijeme ljudi nisu bili barbari utonuli u neznanje.
It's not that only in modern society do we have advanced scientific knowledge.
Nije da samo u suvremenom društvu mi posjedujemo napredno znanstveno znanje.
But they knew in advance when the solar eclipse would take place.
Ne, oni su unaprijed znali kada će se to pomračenje sunca dogoditi.
So Prabhupada explains that many men and women went to Kurukshetra.
I Prabhupada objašnjava da je tada puno ljudi i žena, svi su oni okupili i otišli na Kurukshetru.
In order to observe the Vedic rituals for a solar eclipse.
Da bi sudjelovali u tom vedskom ritualu koji se obavlja tijekom pomračine sunca.
This is where Parashuram performed penance.
Također je Parashuram na tom mjestu izvodio strogosti.
He created lakes out of the Kshatriya's blood.
On je stvorio jezera od krvi kšatrije.
And he performed penance for having killed the kshatriyas.
A onda je htio izvršiti pokoru da bi se očistio od grijeha ubijanja kšatrija.
So all of the members of the Yadu dynasty were going to Kurukshetra.
Svi članovi Yadu dinastije su došli na Kurukshetru.
And there's a beautiful description in the Bhagavatam.
I Bhagavatam daje jedan jako lijep opis toga.
How although the residents of Dwarka were already very beautiful like the demigods.
Iako su stanovnici Dvarake već bili preljepi poput polubogova.
They dressed in their fanciest clothes.
Odjeveni u svoju najekskluzivniju odjeću.
They were covered with effulgent jewels.
Prekriveni sa blistavim draguljima.
And they looked like they rivaled the residents of the higher planets.
Izgledali su kao supernici stanovnicima viših planeta.
Can you see them in your mind's eye? Going to Kurukshetra.
Da li možete zamisliti u svome umu kako se kreću ka Kurukshetri?
They had their decorated elephants.
Jahali su na svojim ukrašenim slonovima.
Who's ever seen a decorated elephant?
Koji kada vide ukrašenog slona?
Okay. They're beautiful regal horses.
Na prekrasnim kraljevskim konjima.
You ever seen the horses? They have their big arched necks.
Jeste vidjeli ikada one konje sa svojim visokim povijenim vratovima?
Their wives were being carried in palanquins.
Žene su bile nošene na nosiljkama.
It's described that the servants who were carrying their wives were so handsome.
Opisano da su sluge koji su nosili te žene bili tako ugodno, prijatno, lijepi.
They also looked like celestial beings.
Da su i sami izgledali poput nebesnika.
They go to Kurukshetra. And there they first take their ceremonial bath.
Otiđu na Kurukshetru i prije svega obave ceremonijalno kupanje, ritualno kupanje.
They fasted throughout the entire eclipse.
I postili su tijekom cijele pomračine.
Again they took a bath.
Ponovo su se okupali.
Then they gave in great charity.
Onda su dali puno milostinje.
And then they received all of their guests.
I onda su primili sve goste.
There were people there from all the different dynasties of the world.
Tamo je došlo ljudi iz svih različitih dinastija svijeta.
Some externally enemies, some externally friends.
Neki su izvanjski bili neprijatelji, neki su bili prijatelji.
And most important among all of the visitors to Kurukshetra.
A najznačajniji od svih posjetilaca Kurukshetre
were?
Bili su
the residents of Vrindavan.
Stanovnici Vrindavana.
And of course the residents of Vrindavan are very intimately connected with the Yadu dynasty.
Naravno, stanovnici Vrindavana su jako blisko povezani sa članovima Yadu dinastije.
So when they saw each other after such a long time.
I kad su se vidjeli nakon dugo vremena.
Does anyone here have some family member you haven't seen for a long time?
Da li ko ovdje ima člana obitelji koga dugo vremena nije vidio?
In some parts of the world, you know, I've heard that in North and South Korea that their families got separated by the war.
U nekom dijelovima svijeta, na primjer, čula sam da u sjevernoj i južnoj Koreji obitelji su bile razdvojene zbog rata.
Sometimes they weren't able to see each other for 30-40 years.
I ponekad nisu bili u stanju se vidjeti 30-40 godina.
Even mother and son.
Čak i majka i sin.
So just imagine the person that you, everyone have some person for whom they feel some affection? Do all of you have some person?
I zamislite samo, pa svako od nas ima osobu koju osjeća privrženost, ljubav, zar ne?
Do you all have somebody like that?
Svi imate nekoga, zar ne?
I hope so.
Bar se nadam.
So, just think of that person for whom you have very deep and great affection.
Pomislite samo na tu osobu za koju osjećate snažne osjećaje ljubavi.
And imagine if you hadn't seen that person for a very, very long time.
I zamislite da tu osobu niste vidjeli dugo, dugo vremena.
And then Sukadev Goswami explains that the reason we feel affection for other living beings.
I onda Sukadev Goswami objašnjava razlog zašto mi osjećamo privrženost ka drugim živim bićima.
Is that they're a part of Krishna.
Zato što su oni djelići Krishne.
So how much affection must we naturally feel for Krishna?
Onda zamislite koliko ljubavi prirodno bi trebali osjećati ka samom Krishna.
Actually in this world we've been separated from Krishna for a very long time.
Zapravo u ovom svijetu smo odvojeni od Krishne dugo, dugo vremena.
When the residents of Vrindavan saw the Yadu dynasty to whom they were related.
Kada su stanovnici Vrindavana vidjeli članove Yadu dinastije s kojima su bili povezani rodbinskim vezama.
They were so overwhelmed with joy that they couldn't even speak.
Bili su tako preplavljeni sa radošću da nisu mogli ni govoriti.
Tears were pouring from their eyes.
Suze su lile iz njihovih očiju.
The men were embracing each other, the ladies were embracing each other.
Muškarci su grlili jedne druge kao i žene.
It may appear that they were engaged in so many social and ritualistic activities.
Činilo se kao da su uključeni jako puno društvenih i ritualističkih djelatnosti, ritualnih djelatnosti.
But Prabhupada explains that they were just doing everything to please Krishna.
Ali Prabhupada objašnjava da sve što su radili, oni su radili da bi zadovoljili Krishnu.
Krishna was completely the center.
Krishna je uvijek bio u centru.
They weren't interested in just rituals.
Nije ih zanimao ritual sam po sebi.
So we have so many things in our lives.
Mi također u svom životu posjedujemo puno toga.
Ordinary things we have to do.
Moramo raditi obične stvari.
Brushing our teeth.
Kao prati zube, na primjer.
Staying awake in class.
Moramo ostajati budni za vrijeme predavanja.
Doing what we have to do to earn our livelihood.
Moramo raditi ono što već radimo da bi zaradili za izdržavanje, sredstva za život.
Whatever our regular duties are.
Znači moramo obavljati svoje svakodnevne dužnosti.
But to always be thinking, why am I doing this?
Ali uvijek misliti na to zašto ovo činim.
As Braj Bihari Prabhu said in his class the other morning.
Kao što je Braj Bihari rekao na svojoj lekciji prije par dana.
He was quoting one of my favorite verses.
On je naveo jedan od mojih omiljenih stihova.
Bhagavad Gita 8:7.
8:7 iz Bhagavad Gita.
Mama nusmaram yujyacha. You first think of Krishna and then you do your activities.
Prvo misli na Krishna, onda obavljaš svoje aktivnosti.
So everyone who came to Kurukshetra, their minds and their hearts were on Krishna.
A svi koji su došli na Kurukshetru, njihovi umovi, njihova srca su počivala na Krishna.
I'm going to see Krishna.
Došao sam vidjeti Krishnu.
I'm going to do this for Krishna.
Učinit ću ovo zbog njega.
Maybe I'll get to see Krishna.
Možda ću imati priliku da ga vidim.
So that should be our mood at the Ratayatra.
I to treba biti naš stav kad smo na Ratayatri.
Somehow to please Krishna.
Da na neki način zadovoljimo Krishnu.
Please don't think the residents of Vrindavan wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan for their own enjoyment.
Nemojte misliti da su stanovnici Vrindavana željeli vratiti Krishnu natrag u Vrindavan zbog njihovog vlastitog zadovoljstva.
We want our loved ones to be with us for our enjoyment.
Mi želimo da oni koje volimo budu s nama zbog naše radosti.
We want to take some pleasure in their company.
Mi želimo uživati u njihovom društvu.
But the devotees are not like that.
Ali bhakti nisu takvi.
They are thinking Krishna is the most happy in Vrindavana.
Oni misle Krishna je najsretniji u Vrindavanu.
How can he bear to be away from Vrindavana?
Kako može podnijeti da izbiva iz njega?
Let me bring him to the place where he is the most happy.
Zašto ga ne bih doveo tamo gdje je najsretniji?
Always thinking how to make Krishna happy.
Uvijek misle kako da Krishnu učine sretnim.
So this can be there in all of our actions.
I to može, ta misao može biti prisutna u svim našim aktivnostima.
We are not following some system where we just do some ritual once a day or once a week.
Mi ne slijedimo neki sustav kada se izvodi ritual jedan put dnevno, jedan put tjedno.
I do my little puja.
Obavit ću svoju puđicu.
Get my Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Odmantrati, ono.
Get my rounds done.
Srediti krugove.
Put my food on the altar.
Staviti hranu na altar.
Put it through my karma eliminating machine.
Uključit ću onu mašinu za eliminaciju karme.
Now I'm a good religious person.
Sad sam dobra pobožna osoba.
Go on with my life.
I idem dalje sa životom.
No, everything connected with Krishna.
Ne, sve se povezuje s Krishnom.
And then one day we will see Krishna.
I onda jednog dana ćemo vidjeti Krishnu.
One day we will see Krishna.
Jednog dana ćemo vidjeti Krishnu.
And we should meditate on that.
Ali na to trebamo meditirati.
As Maharaj said yesterday, we'd like to have this Nama Yagya.
Kao što je jučer rekao Maharaj, trebamo sada ovo Nama Yagya izvesti.
He said, maybe Krishna will come.
I možda će Krishna doći.
So we should be thinking like that all the time.
Cijelo vrijeme trebamo tako misliti.
When will I see Krishna?
Kada ću ga vidjeti Krishna?
Maybe he'll come today.
Možda će danas doći.
Oh, he didn't come today.
No, danas nije došao.
Maybe he'll come tomorrow.
Možda će sutra doći.
And how happy we will feel.
I kako sretni bi mi bili.
Millions and millions and millions of times happier than to see some relative we have not seen for a while.
Milijune i milijune i milijune puta sretnije nego kad vidimo rođaka koga dugo vremena nismo vidjeli.
And Krishna will also be very happy to see us.
I Krishna će bi bio jako sretan da nas vidi.
As Bir Krishna Swami said the other day.
Kao što je prije koji dan rekao Bir Krishna Goswami.
What did he say was the best thing we could offer to Krishna?
A što je rekao da je najbolje nešto što možemo ponuditi Krishna?
Jivas, right? Jivas, yes.
Jiva,
yes. Actually, we were just reading that one of the items of deity worship is to offer Krishna Kastuba jewel.
Čitali smo da jedan od procesa obožavanja božanstava nuditi Krishni Kastuba dragulj.
We're wondering where we're going to get one of those.
Onda smo se pitali pa odakle nabavimo takav.
But the Kastuba jewel represents the living entities.
Ali Kastuba dragulj predstavlja živa bića.
So we want to offer Krishna the living entities.
Tako da želimo ponuditi Krishni živo biće.
And what is the main living entity we want to offer?
A koje je prvotno živo biće koje želimo ponuditi?
Hare Krishna.
Same sebe. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki. Hari Hari Bol. So this is a blessing for me and an honor to be sitting next to my Guru Maharaj's god brother and god sister.
Raja
Bihari Prabhu, who is very famous in our ISKCON society and helping Srila Prabhupada's mission. I am very honored to be sitting here and I thank you all very much. This is
Jagannath Rath Yatra today, and for all of us, this is a great blessing. I also want to thank the organizers for making this possible,
and all of you. I'm grateful to be in
your
association.
So I want to tell a little story. Urmila told a story about Lord Jagannath thousands of years ago, and I'll bring it, Lord Jagannath's mercy, to 2005, as near as 2005. There's a little story I want to share before I go into that pastime, though. Once my husband and I had an opportunity to have lunch with Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I was feeling so excited and happy and honored and grateful and thankful and overwhelmed. And I said to him, I don't know what we have done to get this mercy to sit and have lunch with you. And he looked at me in my eyes and he said, you did not do anything. It is only the mercy of your spiritual master. I've come to understand that in the last few years after the departure of my spiritual master, that anything that happens, my being here sitting, this mercy is explained, Srila Prabhupada says, Tadvidi paripatena paripashena sevaya upadeshantite gyanam gyaninastatvadarchinaha. That this mercy from the spiritual master is coming through some qualifications from the disciple. There's some requirements from disciples. And when we have those requirements, then we receive the mercy from the spiritual master as the spiritual master is receiving the mercy from Krishna. So this pastime is a pastime of loving exchange. It's a pastime of the Lord giving his mercy to the spiritual master. So as a part of His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj's regular schedule, he always attended the New York Rath Yatra every single year since I met him in 1979. And by some great fortune, I was always able to be there. But in the year 2005, he was unable to go to the Rath Yatra. I was unable to go to the Rath Yatra. Many devotees that were assisting him were unable to go to the Rath Yatra. Actually, many devotees living in the community were unable to go to the Rath Yatra. But one day, the day of the Rath Yatra, actually, I got a call from one of the pujaris. And he said to me, Mataji, Lord Jagannath is just finished benedicting all the souls on Fifth Avenue and in Tompkins Square Park. And now their lordships want to come to Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. New York is 4 hours away from Gitanagari by car. So I thought, what pujari is this? I was thinking, how is that going to be possible? Lord Jagannath's home is 2 hours away from New York. So are you saying to me that you will detour from Lord Jagannath's home in Baltimore and come to Gitanagari? He said, yes, Mataji. Lord Jagannath wants to come and see Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. So I thought, how is this possible? This will be too much excitement for my Guru Maharaj at this time, because he at that time was very ill and could not move so much. Anyway, it's my duty as a disciple to share this information. So I shared it with him. And his eyes opened really big. And he said, Jagannath wants to come? I said, yes. He said, okay. Tell them okay. So we prepared nice prasadam to make an offering to Lord Jagannath. And the devotee kept in contact with me in the drive to Gitanagari. And my Guru Maharaj had given us instructions. He said, when Lord Jagannath comes, I will take darshan of him through the window, because he was in a wheelchair. And it was difficult moving him around. It was difficult. And he did not want to, he never wanted to impose on the disciples. It's one of the qualities of the spiritual master. It appears that the spiritual master is doing so many things to attract the attention of the disciple, but actually the spiritual master never wants to impose on disciples. So he gave me that instruction. He said, when they come, please let them bring Lord Jagannath right to the window so that I can take darshan. Okay. So the pujaris came, and the entire community, we were supposed to keep it quiet, but you know, secrets in Krishna consciousness. So the entire community came, and they were hiding a little bit. Gita Nagar is like a forest, so they were hiding. They wanted to see Lord Jagannath, Lady Subhadra, and Lord Balaram. So they came, they arrived. There was Lord Jagannath. They came in a van. It was amazing. And the devotees, they just, I said, Prabhus, Maharaj would like that you bring the van to the window and open the doors so he can take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And the plan was, after he would take darshan, then we would of course offer the Lord the bhog, and then we would give prasad to the devotees, to the pujaris and the devotees. So when the pujaris did as we asked, and when our Guru Maharaj saw Lord Jagannath, he started crying. And he said, I must come out my room. I want to come outside on the veranda of the house so I can properly see Lord Jagannath, Lady Subhadra, and Lord Balaram. So we thought, how will we do this? So, but again, as disciples, this is such love between disciples and the Guru. So we, my husband and a few other devotees, they carried him, they brought his wheelchair, they set the wheelchair in a certain place just so he could get this vision of their lordships. And, then the devotees came out the forest, everybody surrounded the van, and it became like a festival. The devotees started chanting, and my Guru Maharaj is still crying, and the pujaris are all happy because they are serving Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and Lord Jagannath is giving his mercy, and it's just amazing emotions. Then my Guru Maharaj said, I want to come down the steps. So at this time he has a broken collarbone, and so many things is with the body, and he's in pain, and Gurudev, we don't know if this is good. He said, I am dying anyway. What is the problem? Get me down the stairs. So of course, we took him down the stairs in his wheelchair. My husband and the other men, they carried him in the wheelchair, holding the wheelchair, four men, and they brought him down. And he gave class about Lord Jagannath. And we made the offering as he was speaking. He distributed prasad. And so this mercy of the Lord, although we hear about the pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these pastimes are real. They are very, very real. And we get an opportunity to see those pastimes through the mercy of the spiritual masters, Diksha, Shiksha, the devotees, through loving exchanges in our hearts, in our minds. As we are able to develop this mood of loving exchange, then the Lord becomes present in so many ways. So I am grateful to my spiritual master for all the amazing experiences that he allowed me to have, to see how the Lord's mercy is always so available. So I thank all of you very much for allowing me to be here. And I thank His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj and Urmila Mataji and Brajabihari Prabhu for letting me sit here and say some small words on behalf of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki.
That was a tough act to follow.
Je teško je nakon ovoga govoriti.
Om Agyana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this Rath Yatra that we're having today, on today is the 20th or 21st? I can't even keep track. 20th, yeah. So having it today on July 20th, is completely bogus.
Ovo što mi održavamo Ratha Yatra 20. jula, to je potpuno nevjerodostojno.
Ratha Yatra is to be performed on a specific tithi.
Ratha Yatra se treba izvoditi na točno određenoj tithi.
This year it falls on July 16th.
I to se ove godine pada 16. jula.
It's to happen on the second day of the month of Aushad during the Sukla Paksh.
Tijekom Shukla Paksha, drugog dana mjeseca Aushadha.
And that is the day that Rath Yatra happens in Jagannath Puri.
I toga dana se odvija Ratha Yatra u Puri.
And even as several of our ISKCON temples make it a point to only have it on that day. We, in Baroda, in Bombay, and in Calcutta, it also happens on the actual right day.
I nekoliko naših hramova iskono isto vodi računa da se ta Ratha Yatra odvija točno na taj dan, na primjer ta tri hrama u Barodi, Bombaju i Kalkuti.
So I remember because we are sometimes criticized, especially in places like Orissa and Bengal, for doing our Ratha Yatras on days other than this exact tithi.
I sjećam se, jer ponekad nas kritiziraju, posebno u Orisi i Bengalu, kada izvodimo Ratha Yatru na druge dane, a ne na ovaj određeni tithi.
So one time a devotee, a person challenged Shripad Gorgovinda Maharaj about on this point.
I jednom jedan bhakti zazvao Shripad Gorgovinda Maharaja točno što se tiče ove stvari.
Ratha Yatra is supposed to happen on a specific tithi, but you have it winter, summer, spring, fall, all over the calendar.
Ratha Yatra se treba odvijati točno na određeni datum, a vi održavate svugdje i svukut i ovaj svagodišnja doba.
So we heard from Urmila Mataji that the pastime of Jagannath Ratha Yatra is that of the devotees pulling Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan.
I čuli smo od Urmila Mataji da se kod ovog festivala Ratha Yatra radi o tome da bhakte žele povući Krišnu natrag, Jagannatha natrag u Vrindavan.
So Shripad Gorgovinda Maharaj answered by saying that Srila Prabhupada wants to pull Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan every day of the year.
A Gorgovinda Maharaj je odgovorio da Srila Prabhupada želi dovući gospodina Jagannatha natrag u Vrindavan svaki dan u godini, svakog dana u godini.
So I'm going to talk just briefly about Ratha Yatras in ISKCON.
I sada ću ja nakratko govoriti o Ratha Yatra moju ISKCONu.
There's a huge variety.
Postoji velika raznolikost.
In India, in Delhi alone, there are 20 Ratha Yatras per year.
U Indiji, u samom Deliju se održavaju 20 Ratha Yatri godišnje.
And a number of the Ratha Yatras in India are not like, they are long marathons.
Broj ovih Ratha Yatri u Indiji, to je dugački maraton.
They last 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours in the hot sun.
Ne, trajanje Ratha Yatri, to je veliki maraton, traje po 8, 12, 14, 20 sati na vrućem suncu.
When I get an email inviting me to such and such Indian Ratha Yatra, I go, oh my god.
Kada dobijem email s pozivom na tu i tu Ratha Yatru, onda sam...
And often when you go through certain parts of the city, every few meters, a shopkeeper will come out offering bogo to the Lord and wanting to offer arti and stop the whole procession for who knows how long.
I često puta kad se prolazi kroz različite kvartova grada, iziđe taj prodavac iz svoje radnje i onda želi ponuditi Bogu, želi ponuditi art i zaustavi čitavu procesiju, ko zna koliko vremena oni stoje.
Then, as Braja Lila Matsuji was talking about New York, then you have a Rathiatra like New York.
I onda, kao što je Braja Lila Matsuji govorila, imate Rathiatru kao što je New Yorkska.
And that Rathiatra is probably as much a... devotee reunion as anything else.
I ta rata kod te rata jatre se više radi o ponovnom susretanju bhakta nego bilo čemu drugom.
Many devotees from all over the place somehow appear in New York Ratha Yatra.
Puno bhakta od svukud na neki način se pojave na toj rata jatri.
And then I was just in the Washington DC Ratha Yatra on July 4th.
A četvrtak 4. jula sam bio baš na Ratha Yatri u Washingtonu.
And that Ratha Yatra has another different kind of flavor.
A opet ta Ratha Yatra ima malo drugačiji, ono, aroma drugačiji.
July 4th is the Independence Day for America, and we are part of the Independence Day parade in Washington, which is the capital of America.
Znači, 4. jul je dio, je dan neovisnosti u Americi, a mi smo dio te parade za dan neovisnosti koje se odvija u glavnom gradu u Washingtonu.
So there's thousands and thousands of people lining the street in patriotic people.
Tisuće i tisuće ljudi s patriotskim osjećajima se tada poslože sa strane ceste.
And all the women have to wear saris that are either red, white, or blue, because that's the colors of America.
I sve žene moraju nositi sari koji su u nacionalnim bojama Amerike, crvena, plava, bijela.
And the men wear, I don't know what you call it, a sash of either red, white, or blue. I don't know how you're going to translate sash.
Muškarci nose kao neki šal. Yeah. Aha, lenta, da.
Yeah.
U tim bojama, ne? Nacionalnim bojama.
And it's really a very much a preaching mood. We have to wave to the crowds and dance in a synchronized way. We're very much in the mood of preaching when we're in Washington Ratha Yatra.
I kada se odvija ta Washingtonska Ratha Yatra, onda smo zaista u velikoj mjeri u tom raspoloženju propovjedanja. Moramo sinhronizirano plesati, mahati, gomili i tako.
And for me it was very much a preaching mood because often at New York Ratha Yatra, I just talked to devotees, but this time I did the question and answer booth. And so, until a tornado came. And then we all had to, there was over 200,000 people in the area and they all had to leave because there were tornado warnings.
Za mene je također tu vrlo istaknuto to raspoloženje, taj stav propovjedanja. U Washingtonu, u New Yorku više razgovaram sa baktama, a u Washingtonu sam odgovarao na pitanja i odgovore, sve dok nije došlo do tornada, mislim bilo je opomena, i onda svih tih 200,000 ljudi koji su bili skupljeni su morali otići s mjesta.
And that's a whole other discussion about ISKCON Ratha Yatra is the weather lilas.
A onda sve te zabave s vremenom je sasvim druga priča što se tiče ISKCON Ratha Yatri.
And then there are Ratha Yatras in our farm communities.
A postoji Ratha Yatra u našim ovim zajednicama, farmskim zajednicama.
Braja Lila and her husband for many years are hosting the Ratha Yatra that happens yearly in Gitanagari.
Braja Lila i njen suprug već godinama su domaćini te Ratha Yatre koje se odvija na Gitanagariju.
And there's a beautiful one that happens in Sharanagati in our farm in Canada.
A također je lijepo kada se takva Ratha Yatra odvija na Sharanagati farmi u Kanadi.
So by Prabhupada's mercy we have all these different kinds of Ratha Yatras and they all have a certain different kind of flavor.
I tako, zahvaljujući milosti Prabhupada, mi imamo sve ove različite Ratha Yatre i sve one imaju različitu draž.
And they accomplish many things.
I zahvaljujući njima se postižu brojne stvari.
They remind us of the Lila of Lord Jagannath.
Podsjećaju nas na zabavu gospodina Jagannatha.
That we often hear usually in the Bhagavatam class in the morning before the parade.
Koju često čujemo uglavnom na Bhagavatam lekciji prije parade.
They fulfill our social needs by getting together with the devotees.
Oni ispunjavaju naše društvene potrebe jer nam omogućuju da se zajedno okupimo svi bhakte.
They for the devotees who organize it and decorate and get the parade permits and do all the hard work, they give an opportunity for tivra bhakti, for really intense devotional service.
Bhaktama koji organiziraju, ukrašavaju, dobijaju sve te dozvole i rade taj težak posao, njima je omogućeno da prakticiraju tivra bhakti.
And probably the main reason that Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to have them is that they are a great boon for the preaching of Krishna consciousness.
I možda glavni razlog zašto nas je Prabhupada ohrabrivao da to činimo je da takav festival je veliki jedan blagoslov za propovjedanje svjesnosti Krishne.
Both my wife and I became devotees because of New York Rath Yatra.
Kako moja žena, tako i ja, postali smo bhakte baš zbog njujorške Rath Yatre.
I had gotten some of ISKCON's magazines, but the first time I saw devotees was in 1976, and I also had the opportunity to see Srila Prabhupada there.
Ja sam prije toga već bio dobio neke časopise, međutim prvi put kada sam vidio bhakte, to je bilo 76. Također sam imao sreću vidjeti Prabhupada tada.
And then the next year I joined the temple and I looked at a BTG and there was a picture of me with my hair like this pulling the Rath Yatra card.
I onda sam se sljedeće godine pridružio i vidio jednom slici u Back to Godheadu, ne, vidio sam sliku sebe u Back to Godheadu s ogromnom kosom kako vučem.
And I told you that story of I got to see that wonderful pastime of Vaninath Vasu Prabhu punching the Christian in the face when he was trying to disturb Srila Prabhupada's lecture.
A ispričao sam tu predivnu priču kad je taj bhakta udario kršćanina u lice koji je pokušao uznemiriti Prabhupadovu lekciju.
Prabhupada appreciated that service.
Prabhupada je cijenio tu službu.
And then my wife, two or three years later, she met, she was just visiting New York and saw the Rath Yatra and she met a wonderful devotee named Mahendrani Mataji.
I onda, a moja žena je opet dvije, tri godine kasnije posjećivala jednostavno New York i vidjela je Rath Yatru i upoznala je tu bhaktinu koju čije se ime nisam uspio uhvatiti.
And Mahendrani got her address and just started sending her prasadam once a month.
A Mahendrani je dobila njenu, je uzela njenu adresu i počela je svakog mjeseca slati prasadam.
So in my case, I was a little mental joy because I was pulling the card and I was really happy chanting Hare Krishna. But when the devotees started chanting Jai Prabhupada, I couldn't understand why they were doing that.
A što se mene tiče, ja sam bio malo mentalan, bio sam sretan vukući kola i pjevajući Hare Krishna, ali kad su bhakti počeli pjevati Jai Prabhupada, to nisam znao zašto oni sad to rade.
And then in 34th Street, where the Empire State Building is, I had two people with dundas push me out of the way.
A na 34. ulici gdje je Empire State Building, dvije osobe s dandama su me izgurali.
Because that's where Srila Prabhupada joined the procession and they were making way for him.
Jer sada tu je bilo mjesto gdje se Prabhupada trebao priključiti procesiji i oni su radili mjesta za njega.
So we can take advantage for all Rath Yatras for all of the reasons that I mentioned today.
I znači možemo Rath Yatru u određenom smislu iskoristiti zbog svih ovih razloga koje sam danas spomenuo.
But we should keep in mind that that Lord Jagannath may have some plans, that there may be some soul in what is the name of this city? Rijeka, who is somehow going to stumble upon the Rath Yatra today.
Ali moramo imati na umu da gospodin Jagannath možda ima plan, neka od tih duša u Rijeci možda će jednostavno naletjeti na Rath Yatru danas.
And or there may be a number of them.
Ili možda će ih biti više.
And they may be you know the future temple presidents, GBC, spiritual masters, who knows what of our society.
I možda će oni biti budući hramski predsjednici GBC guru i našeg pokreta, ko zna.
So we have this great opportunity to associate with devotees, to preach Krishna consciousness and to remember the pastimes of Lord Jagannath.
Tako da imamo i ovu lijepu priliku da se družimo s bhaktama, sjećamo se Krishnih zabava i profitamo svjesnost Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Baba Tume. Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Baba Tume.
Hare Krishna. This prayer says,
ova molitva kaže,
May Lord Jagannath be kindly visible to my eyes.
Neka Gospod Jagannath svojom milošću postane vidljiv mojim očima.
It's a prayer which you will hear many times today.
To je molitva koju ćete puno puta čuti danas.
And this is a prayer which can be fulfilled.
I je, to je molitva koja može biti ispunjena.
Lord Jagannath is usually in the temple and accepts so many offerings done in perfect abidance or following the rules of the temple worship.
Gospodin Jagannath obično prebiva u templu i onda prima puno tih različitih ponuda koji su izvedene savršeno u skladu sa pravilima hramskog obožavanja.
But on one day he comes out of the temple in the mood of blessing everyone and even accepting their offering.
Ali jednoga dana on izlazi iz templa u raspoloženju blagosiljanja svakoga i čak prihvaćanja svačijih ponuda.
In Puri, as we all know, it is not possible for white-skinned people to enter the temple because of a history, a long-lasting history of people from a different religion coming and sometimes even stealing the deity from the altar.
Kao što nam je poznato, ljudima bijele kože danas nije dozvoljeno ući u temple Jagannatha, to je zbog duge povijesti ljudi takvog tipa koji su ulazili u hram i ponekad čak otimali božanstvo.
So there is a mark of historical pain burning in the heart of these servants, the pandas, who remember who, when the Muslims came, they sometimes burnt the deities. Foreigners are not allowed, therefore.
Tako da postoji taj ožiljak boli u srcu panda koji znaju ponekad, davno prije, ponekad bi muslimani došli i čak spalili božanstvo, zato strancima nije dozvoljeno ući.
But on Ratha Yatra day, the Lord comes out of the temple, and it is actually possible even for white-skinned people to embrace him.
Ali na dan Ratha Yatre gospodin Jagannath izlazi iz templa i onda je moguće čak i za ljude bijele kože da ga zagrle.
There are now three devotees from Zagreb in Puri and they SMS'd to us that one devotee was embracing seven times Lord Balaram. Seven times he climbed up on the cart and embraced.
Troje bakta iz Zagreba su danas u Puri, onda smo dobili poruku, SMS poruku da je jedna od njih sedam puta se popela na kola gospodina Balarama i zagrlila ga.
Sometimes devotees say, oh, this is very difficult to embrace Lord Jagannath on the Ratha Yatra day, but when I was there, everyone was encouraged to come up by the military.
Jo, pak te ponekad kažu to je jako teško zagrliti Jagannatha na Ratha Yatri, ali kad sam ja bio tamo prisutan, vojska je ohrabrivala sve ljude da to učine.
It's difficult not because of restriction, but because you have to practically combine the skill of a mountain climber to get on the cart and the strength of a wrestler to fight your way through the crowd.
Nije teško zato što postoje ograničenja, već zato što morate u svom biću otjelovljavati vještinu planinara i snažnog, da biste se popili na kola i snažnog hrvača da biste probili kroz gomilu.
On Ratha Yatra day God opens his mercy department.
Na dan Ratha Yatre Bog otvara svoj, kako da kažem, to department milosti.
It's a mercy department which we should all be very interested in.
To je odjel za koji svi mi moramo biti jako zainteresirani.
On Ratha Yatra day, $1 million check is distributed from the cart to every conditioned soul.
Na dan Ratha Yatre, svaka uvjetovana duša sa tih kola Jagannatha može dobiti ček od $1 million.
Just by pulling the cart, it said you can dissolve mountains of sin and obtain liberation.
Jedno time što ćete povući kola, možete uništiti planine grijeha i dostići oslobođenje.
Raja Lilavati took us to a modern merciful Lila of Lord Jagannath. I would like to take you to a almost modern Lila, which took place some 300 years ago.
Brazila nam je prinijela jednu suvremenu Lilu koja nam ilustrira Jagannathovu milost, a ja vas želim dovesti do jedne skoro suvremene Lile koja se odigrala prije 300 godina.
It can be found in the Jagannath Panjika. Panjika is like a record book.
Nalazimo je u Jagannath Panjiki. Panjika je kao za knjiga zapisa.
And it involves the very poor Dasya Bora, a Shudra who lived 5 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri.
I radi se o jednom vrlo siromašnom Shudri koji je živio 5 kilometara od Jagannath Purija.
He finally managed, after many years of hearing about the tremendous mercy of Lord Jagannath on Ratha Yatra Day, he finally managed to visit Lord Jagannath on Ratha Yatra Day.
Nakon što je puno godina slušao o ogromnoj milosti gospodina Jagannatha za vrijeme Ratha Yatra festivala, jednog dana je konačno uspio doći tamo.
And he became attached to Lord Jagannath.
I vezao se za gospodina Jagannatha.
A year later, not on Ratha Yatra Day, he had picked a basket full of super tasty mangoes, which he wanted to offer to the Lord.
Jednog drugog dana, ne na sam dan Ratha Yatre, on je uzeo jednu košaru punu krajnje ukusnih mangoa sa ciljem da ih ponudi gospodinu.
He felt he wanted to be grateful, and it was hot, so mangoes are very sweet and invigorating at that time.
On je jednostavno želio pokazati svoju zahvalnost i tada je bilo dosta vruće, tako da su mangoji bili jako su bili slatki i puno energije su davali.
So when he arrived with his basket before the Singhadwara, the pujaris told him, "Oh, you have brought mangoes, good, give them to us. We will offer them for you."
Kad je došao do Singhadvare, onda su mu puđari rekli, pa donio si mangoje, to je predivno, možeš nam ih dati, pa ćemo ih mi ponuditi umjesto tebe.
No, se Dasya Bora. I want to offer them myself.
A taj Dasya je rekao, ne, želio bih ih sam ponuditi.
The puđaris, look at your dark skin. You are a Shudra, we can see from this. Very, very arrogant. Oh.
Puđari su ga gledali i rekli, pa vidi kako samo imaš tamnu kožu, možemo odmah zaključiti da si šudra. Bili su dosta onako arogantni.
If you have a white skin, you are mlecha and javana, and if your skin is a little bit too dark, it's also not all right.
Ako vam je bijela koža, onda se mlecha i javana, ako vam je za nijansu pretamna, ni to ne valja.
They said, "Give us the basket of mango, we will offer it for you."
Možeš nama dati tu košaru mango, pa ćemo mi ponuditi u tvoje ime.
Dasya Bora, I know what you will do.
Ne, Dasya je rekao, znam što ćete učiniti s njima.
You know that is clear. They will take 80% of the mangoes for themselves and offer 20% for Lord Jagannath.
Jasno je, 80% mangoa bi uzeli za sebe, 20% ponudili Jagannath.
That's why they are so enthusiastic.
Zato su i toliko entuzijastični.
So he went with his bucket.
I onda je ušao sa svojom košarom.
Protecting it.
Štiteći ju.
All for Lord Jagannath.
Sve ovo za gospodina Jagannath.
And he prayed to the Lord.
I molio se gospodinu.
They won't allow me to go into the temple and bring you my gift.
Ne dozvoljavaju mi da uđem u hram i donesem ti svoj poklon.
You are the Lord of the universe. Are you not the Lord for me also?
Ti si gospodar univerzuma. Zar nisi i moj gospodar?
Is the color of my skin and my occupation a reason for you to reject me?
Zar je boja moje kože i moje zanimanje razlog da me odbaciš?
Can you not make an arrangement? You are all powerful. Is this just a name, Jagannath?
Zar ne možeš nešto napraviti? Zar nisi svemoćan? Je Jagannath samo ime?
He was very, very moved.
Bio je jako dirnut, potresen.
Then he heard the voice.
I onda je začuo glas.
Just give me your mango.
Samo mi daj taj mango.
One by one.
Jedan za drugim.
Just offer them to the chakra.
Ponudi ih čakri.
It will be most easy.
To će biti najlakše za izvesti.
I will eat them.
A ja ću ih pojesti.
I want your mangoes today.
Želim danas tvoj mango.
It's a hot day, don't you feel it also?
Jako je vruće, zar ti to ne osjećaš također?
So he went a little bit back. He took one mango after the other and started to offer it while meditating about Lord Jagannath's smile.
I onda otišao malo sa strane i uzimao mango jedan za drugim i nudio ih je meditirajući na osmijeh gospodina
Jagannatha.
A Pujari je stajao tamo sa strane i gledao šta će ovaj buntovni čovjek sa sljedeće učiniti.
And what they saw enraged them even further and brought their rage to the boiling point.
A ono što su vidjeli ih je razgnjevilo još više, njihov je gnjev proključao.
As Dasyabhora was offering his mangoes, the mangoes disappeared from his hands as if someone had accepted them.
Dok je Dasyabhora nudio svoje mangoje, one su nestajali iz njihovih ruku kao da ih je neko uzeo ili prihvatio.
The pujari screamed, cheap tantric!
Pujari je povikao, ovo je neki jeftini tantrik.
Evil magician.
Zlobni mađioničar.
Dangerous wizard.
Opasni čarobnjak.
Move out from the sacred town of the Lord.
Bježi iz svetog grada gospodina.
They grabbed him and wanted to take him away.
Zgrabili su ga i htjeli su ga odvući.
They thought he was a magician.
Mislili su da je on neki mađioničar, čarobnjak.
Practiced in the black arts.
Koji je bio vrlo vješt u crnim vještinama.
Dasyabhora said, no, I'm not, I'm just a simple devotee. He was having tears in his eyes, but tears of of gratitude and ecstasy.
Dasyabhora je vikao, ne, pa ja sam samo običan jednostavni bhakta. I u očima su mu bile suze, ali to su bile suze zahvalnosti.
The Lord told me he's present in his chakra.
Gospodin mi je rekao da je prisutan ovdje u svojoj čakri.
He has accepted it personally.
Osobno je prihvatio.
At this moment news came from one pujari who was doing service on the altar like our dear Anitai does at the moment.
I onda je jedan pujari koji je upravo obavio službu na oltaru po podirani taja donio jednu vijest.
The news were the altar had become dirty.
A vijest je glasila, isprljao se oltar.
Oh, the pujaris said, this is a magical day. Let us, they all ran in to look what had happened.
To je magični neki događaj, svi su otršali vidjeti što se to dogodilo.
You know what had happened?
Znate što se dogodilo?
There were all these seeds of the mango just lying around.
Sve te sjemenke mango su ležale naokolo, oko oltara.
And the peels of the eaten mangoes.
Ako i također i kora mango.
Lord Jagannath had yellow spots around his mouth.
A gospodin Jagannath imao žute mrlje oko usta.
He had eaten with a vengeance. You know, like when you really get into eating, you really... You can hear something, see something when someone really gets into eating.
Možete vidjeti i čuti kada osoba se zaista unese u jedenje.
He had really eaten.
Zaista je jeo.
And there was a pit. Mercy department.
Znači to je taj odjel milosti.
Lord Jagannath has a mercy department.
Gospodin Jagannath ima svoj odjel milosti.
In our spiritual path, there are two treasures.
Na našem duhovnom putu postoje dva blaga.
two treasures which we should be very greedy after.
Dva blaga za kojima trebamo jako žudjeti, trebamo biti pohlepni da ih steknemo.
Anyone who has these two treasures will have no problems in his or her spiritual life.
Svi oni koji posjeduju ta dva tipa blaga neće imati nikakvih problema u svom duhovnom životu.
But anyone who doesn't have the two treasures is a truly poor man or woman.
No oni koji ih nemaju su istinski siromašni muškarac ili žena.
Even if you have many material possessions and achievements to your name, without the two treasures which can be found in the mercy department of the Lord, your life is poor.
Čak i ako imate veliko bogatstvo ili brojna dostignuća koja se vezuju uz vaše ime, bez ta dva blaga koja se nalaze u odjelu milosti gospodina, vi ostajete siromah.
Bhakti Bala is the first treasure and Bhakta Kripa is the second treasure.
Prvo blago se zove Bhakti Bala, a drugo se zove Bhakta Kripa.
Bhakti Bala means the strength of bhakti which invigorates you.
Bhakti Bala znači snaga bhakti koja vas oživljava, osnažuje.
It's that devotional current which flows to us from the Lord through the lake of the heart of his devotee, and then this current comes to us.
To je ta struja koja od gospodina kroz jezero srca bhakte dotiče do nas.
In the Bhagavad Gita there is this very disturbing verse saying icha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata. This is a verse which says since time immemorial we are in this world and we are overwhelmed by desire and hatred.
Postoje taj krajnje uznemirujući stih u Bhagavad Giti koji kaže da od pradavnih vremena mi smo u materijalnom svijetu napadani od želje i od bojnosti.
Each one of us is more than a lifelong presence. It's a multi-lifelong prisoner.
Svi smo
not a lifelong, we are not lifelong prisoners, I wanted to say, but multi-lifelong prisoners, innumerable lifelong prisoners.
Znači, mi nismo doživotne samo zatvorenici, već više puta doživjetno zatvorenici, zapravo osuđeni smo na bezbroj doživotnih kazni zatvora.
And the prison bars which limit our freedom are desire and also what we don't desire, what we hate, what we don't want.
A zatvorske rešetke koje ograničavaju našu slobodu jesu želja kao i one stvari koje ne želimo, to jest koje mrzimo. To su zatvorske rešetke.
Desire and hatred.
Želje i odbojnost.
The question which is raised by Baladev Vidyabhushana is, will anyone ever get out of this prison?
I sad Baladev Vidyabhushana postavlja to pitanje, da li će iko ikada se izvući iz tog zatvora?
Will the multi-lifelong prisoners be ever free?
Da li će osuđenik na više sukcesivnih životnih kazni biti, doživotnih kazni biti ikada slobodan?
And he says yes, they can be freed by the devotees who wander about this planet with the motive to purify the conditioned souls.
Onda kaže da, on može steći oslobođenje i to pomoći će mu onaj bhakta koji luta ovim svijetom sa ciljem da pročisti ga.
When the merciful glance and the instructions of the devotees fall upon us, then we have the first treasure called Bhakta Kripa, the mercy of the devotee.
Kada samilosni pogled i upute bhakte padnu na nas, onda stječemo prvu vrstu blaga koju zove Bhakta Kripa ili milost Bhaktina.
This is called Sanchari Shakti. It is a certain energy which comes through the glance of the devotee.
Tu se radi o Sanchari.
And through his instructions.
Sanchari Shakti, određenom tipu energije koji se prenosi kroz pogled i upute Bhakte.
You need energy to break out of a prison.
Da biste se izvukli iz zatvora, potrebna vam je snaga, energija.
Especially you need this very, very powerful energy of of bhakti in your heart to overcome your desires and the things you don't like.
A posebno vam je potrebna energija bhakti da biste mogli natići sve te želje i one stvari koje ne volite.
Sometimes it happens that we don't like the mercy of the devotee.
Ponekad se događa da nam se ne dopadne milost bhakti.
We like the cookies certainly which we get, but the instructions which may correct our thinking and even more, which expect that our activities change, oh, they are very unwanted for the conditioned soul.
Kekseći nam se svakako sviđaju, ali upute koje mogu utjecati na naše razmišljanje ili koje nas navode čak da promenimo svoje aktivnosti, to uvjetovana duša nimalo ne voli.
Bhakta Kripa manifests in sweet ways and neem leaf ways. Bitter.
Bhakta Kripa se očituje kako na vrlo slatke načine, tako i u obliku lišća nimovog drveta koje je dosta gorko.
But a patient needs bitter neem leaf treatment as much as he wants sweet, needs also some sweets, some encouragement.
Ali pacijentu je neophodno to gorko lišće nima, koliko mu je neophodno isto i da dobije određene slatkiši ili ohrabrenja.
If you only eat slatki kišili, sweets, you will develop heavy cases of jaundice.
Ako jede samo slatkiše, razvit ćete vrlo tešku žuticu.
I have seen this in the movements separate from Gaudiya movements, Babaji's and so on, who just want the sweet leelas of Lord Krishna and so on, but who are not prepared to hear the control your senses, control your mind, the neem instructions.
Vidio sam to u osobama izvan Gaudija pokreta koji slušaju od Babađija i koji žele, su zainteresirani za te slatke Krišnine lile, ali ne žele čuti gorke instrukcije o kontroli čula i uma.
Their spiritual life is usually has some unhealthy spots.
Uglavnom njihov duhovni život je dodirnut nekim nečistim mrljama.
Prabhupada's kripa, that is what all his disciples know, had both aspects.
Prabhupadova kripa, kao što svi njegovi učenici znaju, je sadržala oba dva aspekta.
And for me personally, it had very often the bitter neem leaves. I got mene, a lot of neem leaves from Prabhupada.
A ja osobno sam od Prabhupada dobio puno gorkih neem listića.
And it was and still is unfortunately very necessary, these neem leaves.
I nažalost, oni jesu bili i još uvijek jesu jako neophodni, ti nimovi listo.
So, if you get the Bhakta Kripa,
ako dobijete Bhakta Kripu,
the mercy of the Lord's devotees,
milost Bhakta Gospodnovi,
then you get very soon the Bhakti Bala, the strength of bhakti in your heart.
Onda ćete jako brzo dobiti bhakti balu ili snagu bhakti u svome srcu.
In fact, bhakti and the strength of bhakti always follows the mercy of the devotee. It's always the mercy of the devotee is first and then bhakti comes. It's like this.
U stvari snaga bhakti uvijek slijedi milost bhakti. Prije svega dođe milost bhakti, a tek tada sedi snaga i to je pravilo.
It's like eating. First you need food, then you can digest and get strength.
To je kao sa hranjenjem. Prvo vam je neophodna hrana, a onda ju možete probaviti i osnažiti se.
If you have a strong digestion, but you have no investment of food in your stomach, it burns you.
Ukoliko imate snažnu probavu, ali ne unosite hranu, u želudac onda će vas ta probava spržiti praktički.
So you always need the mercy of the devotee and then you can get the strength of bhakti.
Znači prvo vam je neophodna milost bhakti da biste dobili snagu bhakti.
Yes. So I wanted to tell these two treasures, I wanted to reveal them to you.
Želio sam govoriti o ovim ovim bogatstvima, želio sam razotkriti.
I hope that you will all leave the summer camp a little bit richer.
I nadam se da ćete svi napustiti ljetni kamp nešto bogatiji.
And I wish you that you today get the direct mercy of Lord Jagannath.
I želim vam da danas dobijete izravnu milost gospodina Jagannatha.
Today no rules and regulations in the mercy department of the Lord.
Danas u odjelu milosti gospodina nema nikakvih pravila.
Even if you feel you may not have gotten the mercy of a devotee, today you will get the mercy of Lord Jagannath directly.
Čak i ako smatrate da niste dobili milost bhakte, danas ćete direktno dobiti milost gospodina Jagannatha.
Especially if you are present before the cart where the kirtan is.
Posebno ukoliko ste prisutni ispred samih kola gdje se odvija kirtan.
And I really wish you a lot of wonderful spiritual impulses which you can utilize in your life now as you go back to your work or your towns from where you come.
I zaista vam želim puno duhovnih poticaja koji ćete moći iskoristiti kako se budete vratili u svoje gradove, na posao koji radite.
If during this summer camp something touched your heart, you knew you got some mercy.
Ako vam je tijekom ovog ljetnjeg kampa nešto taklo srce, onda znate da ste dobili milost.
Whatever touched your heart is a capital investment which Krishna made into your life, an investment which came from above.
Što god da ste učitali, to je velika investicija koju Krishna položi u vaše srce, investicija koja je došla od ozgor.
Build your life on this investment.
I temeljite svoj život na toj investiciji, tom ulaganju.
You will be able with this investment to continue your life on a different energy level.
S tim ulaganjem ćete biti u stanju da produljite svoj život na jednom višem energetskom nivou.
I want to thank you also very much. It was wonderful recovery, part of my recovery to be amongst you.
I želim se također puno zahvaliti. Jedan jako lijepi dio mog oporavka je bila ovo druženje s vama.
So, Krishna, when devotees come together, it's just wonderful.
Kad se bhakte skupe, to je zaista predivno.
When they do what devotees do, chanting and hearing about Krishna.
Ali kada rade ono što bhakte rade, to je pjevanje i slušanje o Krishna.
So you all did this wonderfully too.
I vi ste sve to prekrasno odradili.
And, yes. Now let us look at the wristwatch because time is, it's not at all late. Or is my wristwatch late? What is the time? 9:50? 15. I have 20 minutes to 9. what we need maybe now that two conflicting opinions, we need majority. What is the time? I'm always late. Once Prabhupada said this to me also. I'm sorry. I'm here on 20 minutes to 9. Yes.
Kod mene 20 do 9.
So we will end our then we should end here and take prasadam so that we can take part in all the other things which happened today. And see you all very soon at the Rathayatra festival. Or see as much as possible of you.
Znači sad ćemo stati pošto je vrijeme da uzmemo prasadam i onda idemo dalje svojim aktivnostima i tako vidjet ćemo se svi skupa na Rathayatri ili barem se nadam da ću vidjeti što je moguće više vas.
Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Oh, there's one more day even. Oh, sorry. Two more days.
A ostalo je još dva dana festival.
Don't leave. I'm sorry. My mind is not working properly.
Moj um ne radi baš najpravilnije.
Hare Krishna. Da.